One day I had a friend of mine that called me up, and she was very depressed and upset about the fact that she was just in so much debt, and she didn't know and understand why that she was in this debt, because she had previously gone to a debt reduction place and they had worked everything out. She had paid off all the previous debt, and in some kind of way she fell right back into the trap of creating new debt. And I was really just blown away by this, and I told her at that time, I said, you know what, it's time for you to start living life outside of the circle. And she looked at me, she's real puzzled. She says, what do you mean when you say live outside the circle? And so I went to try to explain it to her this way, and I hope that this helps you too, because a lot of times we all have lived inside the circle at some point in time. And first of all, let me tell you what the circle represents. The circle can represent a lot of different things to different people. So in her case, it was debt. Some people, it can be marriages, it could be children. I mean, that circle can represent a lot of different things, but we're going to specifically talk about what her circle represented, and that was the debt problem. And what I asked her to do is I said, here's what I want you to do, and I want you to do the same thing too, if you're able to do this right now. If not, please do it later, because I guarantee you that you will be helped by it. What I want you to do, and like I asked her to do, I said, take a sheet of paper, and what I want you to do is I want you to draw a circle. And I don't want you to use up the entire sheet of paper, but I want you to just draw a circle, and I want you to draw a stick figure, like a stick man or stick woman, inside that circle. And then I want you to draw another stick figure or stick woman or whatever on the outside of that circle. And I want you to label the stick figure on the inside. I want you to name that the old you, whatever your name is. In my case, it would be the old Keith, okay? The stick figure on the outside, I want you to label that the new you. So that would be the new Keith in my case. So the new you, whatever your name is. Now that circle, I want you to make a little line touching that circle, and I want you to label that the thing that's giving you the most problems. So if it's debt, whatever it might be, I want you to write that on the outside of it, okay? In her case, she had debt, so we're going to use that as our circle. And so we're writing debt on the outside of that. And what I want you to do is I want on the inside of that circle, I want you to write down these things. I want you to write down no joy, no peace, no happiness, no sleep, no consistency, no money, no hope. And I want you to write down on the outside of the circle, happiness, hope, money, joy, happiness, consistency. I want you to look at both of them, and I want you to ask yourself, where would you rather be? Would you rather be inside the circle, or would you rather be outside of the circle? Now, I'm sure as you were writing all those things inside the circle, and trust me, there are far better, more things that you can put in there than what I've given you, but I'm pretty sure we're starting to get crowded inside that circle. There's a lot of bad things that happen when you're inside the circle, okay? Then I want you to look on the outside of the circle, and I want you to see all the good things that are out there, okay? So in this case, debt has her trapped inside this circle. And because she's inside the circle, she has no happiness, there's no joy, there's no peace, there's no sleep, there's none of that. There's no rest, there's nothing. You know, there's nothing positive when you're trapped like that. And that's what she was trapped. And then if you look on the outside, when you're free of that debt, okay, that you get all these other good things. You can have money now. You can have peace of mind. You can rest at night. You know, you can do other things that you couldn't do because that circle just constrains you. Okay, you can't go any further than what that circle will allow you to go. Having financial problems, having debt problems, having marital problems, having problems with children will constrain you, and you can't grow. And that's what you don't want to do. So she asked me then, she says, well, look, I understand what you're saying, but how do I get from inside the circle to outside the circle? You know, I want to be a new person. So how do I get that, you know? And I said, okay, well, look, here's a few simple things. I know a lot of you are probably asking that question too. You know, what can you possibly do to get out of the circle? Okay. And it's really simple. I mean, there are four main things that you can do that will get you outside the circle. And the number one thing is you got to first start off, and I want you to do these things in this order. Okay. And I want you to do them today. I don't want you to put it off. The first thing, I want you to identify what is your circle. What does that circle represent to you? I mean, what is it? Is it your job? Is it debt? Is it family? Is it other money issues? What exactly does that circle mean to you? And the second thing I want you to do is I want you to ask yourself, I want you to look in the mirror and ask yourself, what can I do to fix this problem? In other words, in her case, what can I do to get out of debt? Now, she realized that she needed professional help, so she went to a debt reduction place. And they put together a plan for it. That was her thing that she could do. She could pick up the phone and she could call them and get some help. Some of you may not need to go that far. You may not have as much debt as she had, or you may have a different way of going about getting it done. But whatever it is, that circle is, I want you to ask yourself, what can you do today? Not next week, not next year, not in the next 20 minutes, but what can you do right now to get that problem fixed? Because you have the problem, you can fix the problem, okay? You have the problem, you created it, you can fix it. And that's just being honest with you. And whatever it is, and the third thing I want you to do is I want you to take action. I don't want you to put it off. I mean, if you've said, look, my problem, my circle is debt. And because of this debt, I'm unhappy. I'm not having a good relationship with anybody. I don't ever have any money. And here's what I can do to fix it. I can call a debt reduction place. I can get me some help. And I don't want you to put that off. I want you to do that right now. I want you to pick up the phone and call somebody and get it done. Let them help you. That's what they're there for. If you're not happy with your marriage or something like that, then go get some help. I mean, decide what can you do if you're the problem. You know, don't spend time trying to fix somebody else. Work on you first. Get yourself together, and I guarantee you that things will start to change. Your outcome will change if you work on you. The fourth thing is I don't want you to look back. See, what she did was that when she initially got out of debt, she turned back around and looked and said, you know what? I can beat this again. She was like a criminal that went to jail. Went in jail, and instead of him coming out saying, you know what, I don't ever want to go to that place again, I'm going to change and I'm never going to do that again, she was steady thinking what she did wrong and how can she beat it the next time. How can she not get herself tripped up? And you know what, like most criminals, she got herself tripped up again and she ended up in debt. So I don't want you to look back. There's a story that I always tell that sometimes I find it really funny, but it really does make good sense. And this is talking about the old you versus the new you. And I'm going to talk to the fellas here for a minute. I want to ask you, if you were dating this really beautiful, gorgeous woman, I mean, she was everything you wanted, smart, funny, attractive, you know, had her own money, just everything. And you went out for a couple of times with her, and the relationship started getting a little close. And she said, well, you know, the Super Bowl is coming on. I want you to come over, and we're going to watch the game together. And so you drive over there, man, and it's raining or snowing or something like that, and you get over there and you take off your coat, and she says, okay, we'll go to the closet and put your coat in the closet and come on back out here, we're gonna watch the game. And so you go in the closet and you get ready to hang your coat up, and you look in there and you see all men's clothes in the closet. Now, if you like me, your eyebrows raising, right? Like, why is there some other man's clothes in the closet, right? Because you've been going out with her, you like her, she seems to like you. So you go back over there and you say, baby, look, I happen to notice that there's another man's clothes in the closet. What's going on? What's the deal? And so she starts to tell you that, well, look, that's my old boyfriend's clothes. My old boyfriend Ricky, we'll give him a name. That's Ricky's clothes. And you say, well, So, but you're not with Ricky anymore, right? And she said, well, no, I broke up with Ricky about a year ago. He said, well, why is Ricky's clothes still here? See, if Ricky is gone for good, then Ricky need all his clothes. Am I right, fellas? I mean, look, bottom line is, if the old you is gone, that person that used to spend money or stay out late at night or do all of whatever it is you do, you need to give that person their stuff, okay? And you need to move on to the new person, okay? If the old person used to create all this bad debt that kept you depressed, kept you unhappy with no joy, no peace, no sleep, you need to leave that person that stuff, all of that, all the bad habits that they had. A lot of times we talk about, as financial advisors, we always talk about how you need to create a budget. And that's only really half of it. You need to create new spending habits, okay, if you're going to get out of debt, if you're going to change different, you know, have a different outcome, you got to change. You got to make some adjustments in your life that are going to count, that are going to be worth something, not do something that's just going to bring you back into that cycle. If the old man is gone, give him his junk. That's what I would tell her in a minute. Look, if Ricky's not coming around and you sure that you don't want to be with him anymore, he don't want to be with you, then his clothes don't need to be. He need to pack it up in a box. He need to send Ricky his stuff and be done with Ricky, because you need to put my stuff in there because I'm the new man. And so if you're going to live life outside the circle, which I hope many of you do, I hope there's not a person in here that's listening to this that won't make the decision today to live outside the circle, you have to understand that don't look back. Don't become that old person. If that old person made you do all that stuff, give them all that bad behavior. Don't go to the malls, you know. Don't hang out with friends that like to spend money. Don't loan money. Don't put yourself in a position to have to create debt. You know, don't carry credit cards. Take one check out the checkbook and put it in your wallet or put it in your purse. I mean, you put yourself on some type of budget where you only take out $20 in cash or $30 in cash a week. Whatever it is, do something different than what you've done, because you know what? The old saying goes, if you continue to do what you've always done, you'll continue to get what you've always gotten. Now, I want to make sure I review with you, because I want to make sure you got it. This is how you get outside the circle. This is how you live outside the circle, okay? Number one, you identify what that circle is to you. Number two, you look in the mirror and you ask yourself, what can you do to fix that problem? Number three is you're going to take action on it immediately. And number four, you're going to give the old man his junk. Look, you're going to don't look back. You're going to not repeat the same behavior. You're not going to create the same debt problems for yourself, because you are the new person. Look at that drawing you did and look at the person outside of the circle, because that is you. And it's not you in 6 months. It's not you in 6 hours. It's you right now. All you have to do is make the changes that you need to make. Have a made up mind that that's what you're going to do. And I guarantee you, you're going to feel better right now. And you'll see the results right now. You don't have to wait a week or 2 weeks to see the results. Do these four things I'm telling you, and you are almost guaranteed success. And I say almost because you have to have a made-up mind. I can't make you do it, no matter how good the information I provide for you. The bottom line is that ultimately, it is up to you to make those decisions and make the choice to follow through and take action. And don't look back and repeat the same behavior. So now that you know how to live outside the circle, guess what? It's time for you to get busy working on those four things. Start living outside the circle, everybody. It's much better. It's much more peaceful. And it makes you a more pleasant person to be around. You'll be a lot happier. And guess what? It'll even add years to your life and keep those wrinkles away. Trust me, it really will.